وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ
We afflicted the people of Pharaoh with hard times and with poor harvest that they may heed.
فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
But whenever prosperity came their way, they said, This is our due. And whatever hardship befell them, they attribute it to the misfortune of Moses, peace be upon him, and those who followed him. Surely, their misfortune had been decreed by Allah, but most of them do not know that.
وَقَالُوا مَهْمَّا تَأْتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ
And they said to Moses, peace be upon him, whatever sign you might produce before us in order to enchant us, we are not going to believe you. Whatever sign you might produce before us in order to enchant us, we are not going to believe you. Pharaoh's courtiers obstinately persisted in branding Moses' peace be upon him signs as sorcery, although they knew well that sorcery had nothing in common with the miraculous signs granted to Moses, peace be upon him. Even a fool would not be ready to believe that the countrywide famine and the consistent decrease in agricultural output could have been caused by magic. It is for this reason that the Quran says, But when our signs which should have opened their eyes came to them, they said, This is clear sorcery, and they rejected those signs out of iniquity and arrogance, even though they were inwardly convinced of it. Al-Naml 27:13-14
فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ
Then we afflicted them with a great flood, and locusts, and the lice, and the frogs, and the blood. All these were distinct signs, and yet they remained haughty. They were a wicked people.
Then we afflicted them with a great flood.
This probably refers to the torrential rain accompanied by hailstorm. While we do not totally exclude the possibility of other kinds of storms, we are inclined to the view that it probably signifies hailstorm, since the Bible specifically mentions that.
And locusts and lice.
The word used in the text, kumal, denotes lice, fleas, small locusts, mosquitoes, and weevil. This rather general term has been used in the Quran probably to suggest that while men were afflicted with lice and fleas, weevil destroyed the barns.
وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجْزُ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ لَئِن كَشَفْتَ عَنَّا الرِّجْزَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ
Each time a scourge struck them, they said, O Moses, peace be upon him, pray for us to your Lord on the strength of the prophethood he has bestowed upon you. Surely, if you remove this scourge from us, we will truly believe in you and will let the children of Israel go with you.
فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْزَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ
But when we removed the scourge from them until a term which they were bound to reach, they at once broke their promise.
فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ بِأَنَّهُمْ فهم كذبوا فأغرقناهم في اليم بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين.
So we inflicted our retribution on them and caused them to drown in the sea because they gave the lie to our signs and were heedless of them.
وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَصْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ.
And we made those who had been persecuted inherit the eastern and western lands which we had blessed. Thus, your Lord's gracious promise was fulfilled to the children of Israel, for they had endured with patience, and we destroyed all that Pharaoh and his people had wrought, and all that they had built. And we made those who had been persecuted inherit the eastern and western lands, which we had blessed. The Israelites were made the inheritors of Palestine. This has been interpreted by some commentators of the Quran to mean that the Israelites were made the rulers of Egypt as well. This view, however, is neither supported by the Quran nor by any other historical and archaeological evidence. We have therefore serious reservations about the correctness of this opinion.
وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتَوْا عَلَى قَوْمٍ يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَى أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ قالوا يا موسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة قال إنكم قوم تجهلون.
And we led the children of Israel across the sea, and then they came upon a people who were devoted to the worship of their idols. They said, O Moses, peace be upon him, make for us a god even as they have gods. Moses said, peace be upon him, you are indeed an ignorant people.
O Moses, peace be upon him, make for us a god even as they have gods.
The point at which the Israelites probably crossed the Red Sea lies somewhere between the present Suez and Ismailia. After that, they headed towards the south of the Sinai Peninsula along the coastal route. The western and northern regions of the Sinai Peninsula were then included in the Egyptian Empire. In the southern part of the peninsula, in the area lying between the present towns of Tur and Abu Zanima, there were copper and turquoise mines. Since these were of immense value to the Egyptians, a number of garrisons had been set up to ensure their security. One such garrison was located at a place known as Mufka, which also housed a big temple. The ruins of this temple can still be found on the southwestern part of the peninsula. In its vicinity, there was an ancient temple dedicated to the moon god of the Semites. Passing by these places, the people of Israel, who had been subservient to the Egyptians for a long time and were thus considerably Egyptianized in their outlook, felt the desire to indulge in idol worship. The extent to which the Israelites had become degenerated as a result of their slavery may be gauged by Joshua's, peace be upon him, last address to the Israelites delivered 70 years after their exodus from Egypt. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. And if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:14-15. This shows that even though the Israelites had been taught and trained by Moses, peace be upon him, for 40 years, and by Joshua, peace be upon him, for 28 years, they had still been unable to purge their minds of those influences which had warped their outlook and mentality during their period of bondage under Pharaoh. These Muslims had begun to look upon idol worship as natural. Even after their exodus, the sight of a temple would incline them to indulge in the idolatrous practices which they had observed among their former masters. The way these people follow is bound to lead to destruction, and all their works are vain.
قال أغير الله أبغيكم إلها وهو فضلكم على العالمين.
Moses, peace be upon him, said, Should I seek any God for you other than Allah, although it is He who has exalted you above all?
وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ
And call to mind when we delivered you from Pharaoh's people, who perpetrated on you a terrible torment, putting your males to death and sparing your females. Surely in it there was an awesome trial for you from your Lord.